Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening. Welcome to Late Night with Coach LaLisa. You know, we're always doing something new, and I thank God for the flexibility to be able to, you know, do new things. Well, we're going to be talking tonight about a very, very, very hot topic because I have met so many people, especially women, in my travels that really do want to, I believe they really want to get it right. I believe deep down there are a lot of women who desire to have loving, lasting, fulfilling relationships, but for some reason are just not able to swing it. And, you know, there's absolutely no reason that you should not have what you desire. You know, you can have whatever you so put your mind to. However, you got to know what you're doing. So we are here. We are so glad to be here. We are in the beautiful, sitting right here at the McLean Commons Studio right here in Hillside, New Jersey. That's what I love to call it. I mean, technology is just so tremendously amazing. But, you know, we really want to get into this topic. I really just want to get right into it because of the hour. It is late. We know that some people have to get up early in the morning. But, you know, we really want to touch on this because I really want to help, you know, couples. And I believe that if we help the women, you know, we're going to help all the other family members. We're going to help the male if we do that. We're going to help the children, you know. But the women, you know, you got to start somewhere because oftentimes when we look at problems, they just seem so overwhelming. And it's like, where do you start? Because sometimes we think we got to fix everything at one time. But you know what? We're going to just start with the women. And my new book that will be coming out, I know you're probably saying, okay, another book, LaLisa? Absolutely. Because I found that when you put things down in writing, it can go a lot further than your own speaking or just, you know, your own regular conversations with people. So we put it down in a book, you know, it's a legacy that we can also leave. Just imagine the generations of people that will come behind us that will also be able to pick up the book and to learn and to glean from it. Well, if you're just tuning in to the show tonight, this is the Coach LaLisa Late Night Show. So we're going to be doing some late night shows, and we're going to have topics that are just as motivating and empowering as our daytime. You know, we come on once a week on Wednesday mornings at 8 o'clock a.m. I do the show and some morning motivation to help people in their personal lives and their professional lives, help people as they're on their way to work or they may already be at work. But I was also thinking, you know, I want to reach a larger audience. I want to, you know, reach some other people and really help them. And as I was doing the relationship seminar on yesterday evening in Jersey City, it really hit me that, you know, there are a lot of people out there who really do need the help and really do want the help. I know everybody doesn't want it because some people would much rather stumble around in their problem and their situation and get in and out of bad relationships over and over and over again and complain about it and moan and groan about it, as opposed to coming to a seminar, a free seminar after all, and not even, you know, try to make it better. So, you know, those people are clearly sending a message that that's really what they want in life, and they enjoy being the victim. They enjoy the heartache. They enjoy the pain. And I know something about that. I remember a time in my life when also I was in and out of these horrible, horrible relationships. But that all turned around for me in 1987 at the age of 32 when I moved to New Jersey and I met my wonderful, wonderful husband. But I met him, like I said, I was already age 32 when I met him. And we got married when I was around 33, going on 34, because we were together for about a year and a half before we actually got married. So I have a lot of experience now going on 21 years of marriage. So I have a lot of experience with the whole marriage relationship because, believe me, it was not a smooth ride. All the time. There were periods where it was a smooth ride. But prior to being married, I was single and I dated. I've lived with people. I've shacked up. That's the term my mother and them would call it. And so I had a lot of experience with relationships going bad. And I found a pattern in all of the relationships that I had since I was like 16. And the pattern was the relationship would always start out good, for the most part. And there were smiles and there was, support and there was all these things. And then the relationship would go to bad. And then it would go to another stage, just flat out horrible. And pretty much that's where they stayed. They rarely went back around. It wasn't until I was married that I seen the relationship actually go, as someone would say, do a 180 because of, and to come back to a good place. But I wanted to share tonight what I call the top 10 reasons that relationships fail and or the top 10 mistakes that women make in relationships. Now, this is not to say, I don't want anybody to get it wrong, this is not to say that men do not also make mistakes. They absolutely do, and they make a ton of mistakes. But in case you haven't noticed, I'm not a man, so I am not going to attempt to speak for a man. And since my husband has already gone up to bed, I can't get him to speak in that spot tonight. But I'll have him on some other nights, because at night we're going to do a lot of our relationship teaching and relationship coaching for our late night show. But the things that I can talk about and the things that now I have spoken with men, and so, yes, I know some of their opinions and their attitudes, and I have two brothers, and, I've been living with this man for the past 22 years because, yes, we started living together right away. So, I've been around men. I've watched them. I've observed them. I've interviewed them. I've asked them questions. I've had a ton of men on my radio show asking them questions about relationships. I've had men as clients and asking them how they feel. I have my students at the college who I'm constantly asking them questions about their relationships and also observing them. Because, you can learn a lot more by what people do versus what they say. And so that's going to be one of the keys right there for women. A lot of time women, they just focus on what the man is saying as opposed to what he is doing. And a lot of times if you would just pay attention to what he does, you would hear very clearly and very loudly that this is not the right person for you. And actually, what I've noticed some men do is that when they notice that you're really not watching and paying attention to their moves, and as the new word I've learned, I tease my students all the time, their swagger. When you don't watch what they do, men will tend to tell you anything. And I've learned that, and I've actually, spoken to some young men, and they've shared that with me, and they actually, it's almost like a joke for them. Because a lot of women are just so caught up and they want to just hear something that sounds good. It's almost like just tickle their emotions with anything you can say. And that's why I wanted to do the show and just kind of break things down and just kind of keep it real. I don't have any fluff. I don't have any flowery stuff to add to this. I just have flat out experience with being single, with being in bad relationships, with being married, with having challenges in my marriage, to now having a wonderful, awesome marriage. So that's my experience, and that's what I come here to share with you tonight. But I want to give you these top 10 things, because I know you've been waiting for them, and we absolutely want to share them with you. The number one I wanted to talk about, and you're going to, I'm going to have all these, they'll be in my next book. That's what I was starting to tell you about. And if you need further help with working through your situations, you can certainly sign up for my coaching program so you can connect with me after the show on that. And, this is the thing here. You can't just learn everything you need to know to make a relationship right in just a short radio segment. So it is going to take time. It's going to take some working through some issues and some problems. But these are the 10 mistakes that women make. Now, these are not all the mistakes that women make or that anybody makes, but these are 10 that I found to be the most pressing. One of the mistakes is that with women, you know, they just simply move too quickly. And, you know, I really don't believe there's a way you can really move too slowly, but there's certainly you can move too fast. You know, just rushing in and thinking that just because a person, you know, says hello, gives you a smile, offers you a ride home, you know, feels sorry for you because of a death in the family or what have you, you know, these things happen and, you know, this is our new husband. And we rush to, you know, tell people about, oh, this person that I met. And even if we don't tell anybody about it, just knowing in our, thinking in our hearts that, you know, this person is, he's the one, you know, he's the one. So I want to offer to women as a tip to help in that area, don't move too fast, you know, take it slow. You know, men like it when you take your time, when you don't seem desperate. You know, women who rush in, you know, they appear desperate. And let's face it, nobody wants the desperate woman. The second thing that I want to mention, another mistake that a lot of women make, is that they choose poor role models. They, you know, today we have so much technology and so many opportunities to travel all over the world right from your living room sofa, that there should be no reason that we should still be, you know, it could be our, maybe it was our parents, and maybe our parents weren't the best role models on relationships. In other words, you know, mom is married to a person that mistreats her, abuses her, rejects her, dejects her, and all of that, and there's no reason that we have to follow that model, okay? It's okay, you can still love mom and not follow her bad behaviors or, you know, follow her poor examples, especially when you know they don't work and everybody else knows that they don't work. It's okay to adopt a role model in that particular area somewhere else, okay? So that's another one of the 10. It's the poor role models. Another reason that women make a lot of mistakes when it comes to relationships and they end up failing is that they take advice from their friends. Now, it's nice to have friends. It's nice to listen to what they say. It's nice to get other people's opinions. But once you're in the relationship, and I've seen so many marriages ruined, just flat out ruined because of this, because, you know, or just, you know, in a bad, bad place, it's because, see, you got to look at it. Your relationship is unique. You know, it's uniquely for you and that person. And so to start eliciting a whole lot of other people's opinions are just you're just going to end up down a bad road. Now, if you have someone that you trust and this is your role model, sure, you go to them and you ask their opinion and their advice. And what I always suggest is now compare that to what you also think and would do and then make a decision. You know, so try to get as many examples as you can and then make a decision that you feel will fit you, one that will work with your personality, one that will work with your style. You know, for years, people tried to, you know, criticize me on some of the things that, you know, I do with my husband or some of the things that I don't do. Maybe they do. But, you know, I'm still married, and some of these people aren't even married anymore. And it's not because their husband's passed on. It's just that, you know, I'm only making the point is that not everybody knows exactly what's supposed to be happening in your household, in your relationship. So it's best not to even talk to people because, you know, people mean well and they think they're helping you, so it's not like they're out to get you. It's just that, you know, they're unique and you're unique and your relationship is unique. So that's one of the reasons a lot of women, they have very, very, very poor relationships. And even if they stay in the relationship is not fulfilling. They're not happy. They don't have abundance because they get advice from friends who mean well but just really don't have a clue as to what they're talking about. Another of the 10 reasons that people fail in their relationships, and welcome to the show, Sylvia. Bless you tonight. If you have any questions, please just type them in, any comments that you'd like to make, and I will certainly address them. But I'm talking about the top 10 mistakes that women make in relationships, and I had just given out 3 of them. Taking advice from friends, moving too quickly, and having poor role models. Now, another mistake that a lot of women make, and I don't know if, you know, you're making this mistake. If you are, please stop it. But this will absolutely ruin a relationship, is when we're too needy. And the reason I say too needy, as in T-O-O, is because, you know, yes, men, a lot of times, I'm just talking about male and female, you know, men, they have a desire and they have a natural ability to want to protect us and to be strong. However, because I've been in relationships where I've been abused physically, mentally, emotionally, if we're too needy, sometimes that's an open door, that's an open invitation for someone to abuse us and to take advantage of us, because we're sending out, when we're too needy, what we're doing, we're relaxing our own power and confidence, and we're giving our power away to someone else. So what I say is, my solution to that is that you should do the things that you know you can do. You know, you're not going to appear too overwhelming or to do what you need to do, too independent. Okay, some women fear that, oh, if I see me too independent, he won't want me. No, a good man loves a woman who can, you know, handle her own business, but at the same time be soft enough to need him as well. So that's what I have to say on that topic. Don't be too needy. So please, really, really watch that one. But, you know, some women, oh, my God, they're just too needy. And, you know, come on, ladies, let's just pull ourselves up on that and stop doing that. Another thing that we really, really have to watch in these relationships is that we have to watch a situation where we are being just poor communication skills. We don't know how to express ourselves. We don't know how to, you know, talk about our feelings. We don't know how to express what we really want as it relates to sex, as it relates to raising our children, as it relates to raising their children. You know, a lot of times today, you know, if you get in a relationship, you know, more than likely one or the other person, you know, has a child. So, you know, we even need 20 times more communication skills than our grandparents and our great-grandparents and other family members had, because even if back then there was children outside, it wasn't discussed, it wasn't even thought of, it wasn't brought out in the open. But nowadays you have direct contact and relationship, not only with these other children, but also with the parents of these children. So now communication skills is critical. I think about my own situation when I met my husband. You know, he had an 11-year-old daughter. So, you know, that was just a prime opportunity for me to hone up on my communication skills, because, you know, it wasn't going to go away. I couldn't, you know, wipe it, sweep it under the carpet. You know, I had to just flat out deal with it. And so and the only way to deal with that is through communication. You have to be able to communicate how you feel, and you have to be able to. And a lot of times women say, well, you know, I can't get him to open up, and he won't talk to me. Well, come for some coaching. We'll help you. I will teach you how to get that man to open up and to talk to you. I'm able to do it with my husband. He's as much a man as any other man. And, you know, there is a way to do it. You just have to know what tools to use. Another mistake that a lot of women make is that they get into these power struggles with their mate. And what I mean by that is, power struggle is when, you know, when both people want to be right, and then they struggle back and forth for the power to be right, you know. That, again, just makes for a bad relationship. That can cause, you know, a lot, that can lead to poor communication skills, that can lead to
you know, just other problems in the marriage or in the relationship is when people struggle for that power. It causes, you know, that's where we get that silent treatment. And next thing you know, he's staying out late. The next thing you know, he's not coming home. The next thing you know, you're out staying out late and cheating. So you really want to stay away from that. You want to be humble, and you want to recognize that you don't always have to be right, because the reality is that more than likely you're not always right. I mean, no one is always right. However, a lot of women, they get into that position of thinking that they're always right. For some odd reason, I'm not a psychologist, so I'm not even going to attempt to pretend that I know why. But all I know is that it is done, and I do know I used to do it, and I stopped, and so I know you can stop too. And again, you know, those are some of the things we can help you with through our coaching program. And by the way, if you're just tuning in to the Coach Lalisa Show, I'm used to doing the show in the morning, but I'm doing it tonight because I want to help some of the, you know, people who are up late, who can't get up in the morning for whatever reason, to get on the morning show. But I'm going to be doing a series of relationship topics at the nighttime show. Now, some other things on my top 10 mistakes. And again, you can hear the entire interview if you go to WBGO has a website. You can go to the journal, the WBGO journal. And the show was actually aired back in July of 2009, July 10th of 2009. And you can hear my interview. I was being interviewed by a commentator, excellent, awesome commentator, Mildred Antenor. So that was a lot of fun. Okay, another thing that is a big mistake are these blind assumptions. You know, these things that we know, we put the blinders on and then we want to assume. We know goodness well that this person would absolutely not make a great father. But we put on the blinders and then we assume that, you know, because he's good at something else, that he'll also be a good father. And that does not make a good father. Or we assume that because they grew up in a certain community or they went to a particular college or they had a certain kind of friends, you know, we assume that they're going to be a great person, only to wake up 10 years later, two black eyes, a host of, you know, legal problems to realize, oh, this person was the wrong person. Anyway, well, or they just got that way. No, they didn't get that way. You assumed that they were someone else when all we had to do was take the blinders off and stop assuming. So I call them blind assumptions. It's another mistake so many women make, and it's almost comical later to hear them complaining about the things that this man is doing. But at the same time, they were there from the beginning, but we assumed that they weren't. And I think that brings me down to number 7, selfishness. Ladies, selfishness can absolutely ruin your relationship. It can make your life miserable, not just with, now, you know, a lot of these things, you know, we think about our significant other or mate, but a lot of these things can ruin any relationship and, you know, cause for any relationship to just be bad, whether it's a relationship with our coworkers, our peers, our staff members, family members, neighbors, anyone. And, oh, my God, you know, our ultimate relationship with the Lord. So we really want to look at all of these, but selfishness, you know, wanting everything my way, you know. There's a saying that we say sometimes in my other job, you know, they want what they want when they want it. You know, just being selfish, you know, not thinking about the other person, you know, thinking it's always about you. You know, it's what I want, it's what I want, as opposed to, you know, forget what you want. It's not about you, you know. It's not about you. It's not about what you want. You know, what about making the other person happy? Now, that's not to say to be a doormat. That's not to say to let the person take advantage of you. Absolutely not. But it is about understanding that you're not the only person in the relationship. It takes two. And so that the other person is also a human being with feelings. And believe me, I had to learn that the ultimate hard way. But I finally did learn it, and it was very painful. So that's why I'm trying to help you. I don't want you to go 20 years like I did before you learned a lot of this stuff. I want you to learn it early. I don't want you to get married and then have to, you know, figure out 10 years later after you went through 10 years of hell and then you realize, oh, it didn't have to be like that. I don't want you to waste time like I did and waste years. I'm trying to save your life. I'm trying to help you have a happy marriage, a whole marriage, a loving marriage from the get-go. You know, a loving relationship from the get-go. Why not? But you're not going to have it if we continue to make these same foolish mistakes, blind assumptions, being too needy. And this goes for the men, too. Some men are just too needy. You know, women, they don't want that. They're going to drop you like a hot potato. Even if she acts as though, or he acts as though they can handle all your neediness in the beginning, that's just an act. They're going to wear out. They're going to be out of there. Trust me. If they're not out of there, you know, physically, they're going to be out of there mentally and emotionally because they're going to be too weak and drained from the neediness. No one can, you have a hard time carrying yourself, let alone carrying someone else. And just even parents, look how quickly they can't wait till the children are grown and out of the house and they've carried them for 18 years, carrying their problems, carrying their situation. So don't be too needy. So selfishness. You know, don't be selfish. You know, share what you can share. You know, share in their ideas, share in their life, share in the things that you need to share. Number 9 is dishonesty. Dishonesty can absolutely ruin a relationship, period, end of story. There's absolutely nobody out there who wants anyone who's dishonest. You know, it just goes without saying. So another mistake that women make in relationships is when we are just dishonest. And again, something else I had to learn the hard way. Just come clean, be honest, say how you feel, say what you mean. Don't say what you don't mean. Don't tell somebody you're going to do something and you're not going to do it. You know, a lot of times as women, you know, we promise this as if we're going to be doing this, doing that. And then the man finds out, you know what, she doesn't really want to do my shirt. You know, so, you know, let's be honest. Let's be upfront. Let's tell them how we really feel and see where it goes. If it doesn't go anywhere, great. That's good. They've saved you time, energy. If it goes somewhere, then wonderful. You did the right thing. Now it's off your chest. You don't have to worry about it coming up to bite you later. Now, I'm not saying tell them everything. I do not subscribe to that. Believe me, you keep some of it to yourself. You will know when to share everything, but you eventually will share things. And number 10, which is actually like my ultimate top 10 thing, reason that relationships fail, is that, and the mistakes that women make is that we have this very, very poor self-image. When a woman has a poor self-image, it is going to show. We could think we can cover it up with the hair and the nails and the makeup and the fancy outfits, you know, and, you know, we can talk our stuff about where we've been, where we're going, what we've done, what we got. That's just a cover-up. People can see through that. He can see. Trust me, he can, ladies, he can see through it. You don't think he can, but he can. So what you have to do is, before you start dating, please, 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 I beg you to do this. Before you start dating, clean up your act. Clean up your self-image. Clean up your self-confidence, how you feel about yourself, what you think about you. Don't fake it. You know, some of us, we've been around so much of this fake it until you make it stuff. And it's one thing to walk in your purpose even though you're not there yet. Don't get that confused with the faking thing because some people are just so, they don't even know who they are. You don't even know who you are. You've got to know who you are first. How can you introduce yourself to someone and you don't even know who you are? You don't know what you like. You don't know what you want. And therefore, whatever they offer you, you're going along with it. Sooner or later, it's going to explode, and it's going to end. It's going to be another relationship. And then one day, just sit down one day and just make a list of all the people you've been in a relationship with. And on that list, you know, put some notes by it. What did you learn from each one of those persons that you were with? Every single man that you ever slept with, every woman that you slept with, whatever, the ones that you didn't sleep with all the way, but you went halfway, the ones you didn't want to go anyway, but he ended up going all the way even though you didn't want to. You know, write all that down. What is it going to take for you to wake up and do it different? How old do you have to be? You're already in your 20s, your 30s, your 40s, your 50s, maybe even your 60s. Maybe older than that. How long? What is it going to take? Who is it going to take? I'm coming to you as real as possible with mistakes that are made day after day, year after year, decade after decade. Stop it. It's time out. It's time to do something new. It's time to live higher. It's time to move up higher. We don't have to settle for these mistakes over and over. It's time for you to have true love, to have happiness, and to have wholeness. But you're not going to do it by making the same old mistakes over and over and over, and those mistakes that I have listed. Poor self-image, dishonesty, selfishness, blind assumptions, power struggles, poor communication skills, too needy, poor role models, moving too quickly, which can also lead to cheating, and then taking advice from friends. Time out, stop it, move up higher, do something that you've never done before. You know, there's a famous quote that says, if you want something that you never had, you got to do something that you've never done. It's time to do it a new way. It is time to get a new role model. Stop listening to those people who are all so miserable. I don't understand it. Why would you listen to someone who's already miserable, who can't get a man, who doesn't, whether they want one or not? Some people, the only reason they don't want one because they can't get one. And I don't mean want one as in let me go hunt one down. Because, no, that's not how I ended up with my husband. I wasn't even looking for a man when I met him. But that doesn't negate the fact that in my heart I was okay with being in a relationship. You know, some people, they're just not okay with it in their heart. Some people want it in their heart, but they're too afraid. You know, and there's a woman that, I hate that she missed the show tonight because she's been begging me to talk about this topic for the longest. But I'm going to do it. Maybe I'll do it in another segment. But it's so important that you have people, coaches like myself, stand up and tell you what you need to know so that the only reason we do this is because we don't want you to make the same mistake. And I want you to have happiness. I want you to have wholeness. I want you to have joy. I want you to be fulfilled in your relationship. I want you to find that soulmate as I did. I want you to be able to have recreation time with that person. You know, just to, even if you don't do anything with them, just to be with them. You know, I remember just to be close to you. You know, all the songs that came out when I was young, a lot of the love songs, and I used to sing them, you know, but I didn't have love. I had the song, I knew the words, but I didn't have real love, you know. I just recently began to experience real love, real love. And that's why, you know, I say sometimes, you know, Lord, why did my life go the way it did? Why are you letting me talk about this now? And that's because God wants, you know, because now I'm ready. I wasn't ready before. And some of you, you're not ready, but you can get ready. You know, why you want to spend another 5, 10, 15 years not being ready when you could spend 1 year getting ready, and then you'll be ready for someone. But you'll know, you'll know. So anyway, we're going to have some more discussion on this because I have a few more questions that I want to ask you. I have some exercises I would love for you to do to really determine who you are and what you are. So when you meet that person, it can be wonderful, and it won't be a struggle. It won't be a pain. It won't be stressful. You know, aren't you tired of being on that roller coaster of I'm happy today, but I'm sad tomorrow? I'm happy this week, but I'm miserable next week. You know, I'm happy this month, but next month I'm cussing him out, and, you know, I'm trying to scratch his eyes out or her eyes out. You know, don't you want to get off that roller coaster? Don't you just want to be happy forever? Oh, you can do it. I know you can do it. You can have it. Well, that's all I have to share with you tonight. This has been Coach Lalisa Williams with the top 10 mistakes that women make in relationships. Be blessed, and we'll see you back here on another day.